Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. A walk will be going on this weekend at Lake Story with a very important cause, and it's the first time this cause will be, spotlighted, if you will, in the form of a fundraising walk going on here in Galesburg. It has to do with brain aneurysms, and talking about the walk is joining me in studio, Alan Hulse, and Megan, who is the widow of Aaron here, this walk is named after. So welcome to both of you, and thanks to you all for coming in.
Thank you.
First things first, Alan, talk to me about Aaron and what kind of a person he was and what led to his diagnosis here.
Well, Aaron, he was really a good kid all his life. When he was 19, he actually developed the first aneurysm. It was something that came completely out of sight. He came home from work, was complaining of a slight headache, and later that evening, he came to his mother and said, "Oh, my head is killing me," and collapsed in front of us.
Oh, my goodness.
And we were lucky enough that we was able to get to 911 right away, and he was actually life-flighted to Peoria after they did a CT scan and seeing that there was some issues going on with his brain. Once we got there, they had found that he had had several aneurysms on his left carotid side of his brain, which led to many serious surgeries and procedures to correct it. We thought everything was great, and then everything was going well. The doctor said, "You're good, go on, lead your life." Married, had a beautiful wife and daughter, and then just March, April of last year, he started said, "Dad, I have a headache." We got to the doctor's office. They wanted to do a scan on him. We were waiting for the insurance to approve the procedure. Mm-hmm. And that evening, it once again struck. And with the problem with aneurysms, they're so quick and massive, and they happen so quick. There was really nothing that could be done. So
it's not. It sounds to me like it's not like cancers or other things that can develop slowly, and you can almost not know that they're there for a long time. This is a quick process, you're saying?
Yeah, that's correct. You know, actually, they say that 1 in 50 people have an unruptured brain aneurysm, and no one knows about these aneurysms. They're walking around with them, and they're finally diagnosed when one ruptures. And they say every 18 minutes, a brain aneurysm will rupture. 40% will end up in a fatality, and the other 60% would probably have some type of dysfunction or rehabilitation after that.
The first time you became aware of this was what, in 2004?
2004, that's correct.
So I guess if there's a positive to take away from all of this is that Aaron, it sounds like he was able to live a long time without, I guess, a lot of problems before, like you said, out of nowhere, it just kind of happened again.
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, you know, he lived life to the fullest. He enjoyed everything. He never really had any more signs and symptoms. He'd had actually a couple more scans after he originally was diagnosed and everything had looked good. And then, like I say, for some reason, all of a sudden, we don't know what, but it happened. You know, with an aneurysm is an artery that actually it starts to weaken and it balloons and eventually will burst. So,
Megan, was there anything, as far as you know about this, that anything about his lifestyle or things that he did that caused these aneurysms?
Nothing really that I can think of off the top of my head.
What kind of a person was Aaron to you, obviously, other than your husband? What was he like? What kind of a person was he?
He was a very giving, caring person. He helped everybody and anybody. Loved working on cars. That was his passion. And he loved hanging out with our daughter. He actually got to help coach her T-ball team her first year of doing it. Wow. He really enjoyed doing that.
And what kind of a son was he, Alan?
Oh, he was a great son.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we could paint him as an angel, but he had a little bit of a devil in him. He was ornery, you know, but he enjoyed spending so much time with his nieces and nephews and his daughters, his brothers and sisters. I mean, he was really a friend to everyone. If you had a problem, he was the guy you would call. He would drop whatever he was doing to help someone else out. So
was he that way toward you too?
Yes.
Yeah. Let's kind of move forward to today. The first ever Aaron's Angels Racing Tort Awareness is this Saturday. What kind of led you to kind of continue to go forward and keep his memory alive and do so in such a manner? Megan?
Well, I personally felt like it was something important. To me, I don't want another family to have to go through, what me and my daughter have gone through and Aaron's parents. So I thought it was important to try to bring awareness to at least our area. Through the Brain Aneurysm Foundation, there's not really a lot of awareness that's out there. So
why do you think that is, Alan? Any idea?
Well, apparently around here, there's really not mention or talk of it. You go to Chicago, there's all kinds of things up there and support groups. But as in this local area, there's really nothing whatsoever. And again, it's just something that, like I say, it can take you by surprise. And you don't realize what's happening. All of a sudden, that person's gone. Or, like I say, I don't even want to say they're always gone. But, people that will never be able to possibly walk again or have some sort of mental dysfunction or something and struggling.
It's just as debilitating of a condition as any other severe disease, it sounds like.
Yes, that's correct.
Have either of you talked with other families or other people that have dealt with brain aneurysms? And they've given you some advice on how to cope and go through life here on out, right?
Well, really, there hasn't been anyone too much around here that's really we've been able to connect with. So we're hoping maybe this will bring something out where, with this walk, it's not only a fundraiser, because we are trying to create a research grant under Aaron's name that can be used for more research and awareness out there. But we would just love to have people come out, walk with us, talk with us, and then support. It's not always about the money. It's about the awareness. We need people to know that, if you have this severe headache, if you have a disability disease of the eyes or something, have it checked.
So talk a little bit about Megan and Alan, what's going on Saturday in terms of the what, the where, and things that will be happening, that sort of thing.
Well, the walk's going to be over at Lake Story Park. We're going to be registering starting, at 8 o'clock. The walk will begin at 9. And we're going to give them an option to either walk 1 mile one direction. For the go-getters, it'll be a 5:12 K walk that they can go in the other direction.
Okay.
At that point, we plan on trying again to spread the news of awareness, what to look for, signs, symptoms, and just kind of maybe reach out and fellowship with other people. So
I know you said money wasn't the main goal of this, but talk a little bit more about that the research grant that you're hoping to establish with the registration here. It's a $25 registration fee?
That's correct. We are actually in connection with the Brain Aneurysm Foundation out of Massachusetts. And again, this money that we raise, we have to get a minimum of $10,000 to create a grant that will be under Aaron's name. This money will be used, again, and giving to researchers to find new ways to help detect aneurysms. With Aaron, he actually went through what was called a craniotomy, where they actually cut open the scalp and worked on it. Wow, they did coilings in his arteries. They also actually cut off his left carotid side to keep the blood from flowing. So they had to try several ways before they could actually get this bleeding to stop. Dr. Lanzino, who is now out of Mayo, told us that he actually was one of a miracle child, that they did not expect him to live. When they took him into surgery, they thought it was not an aneurysm, but just another malformation of an artery. And they came back within 15 minutes, and we had 15 people surrounding us about this aneurysm, the location and where it was at. So they didn't know how to correct it, but they did a great job.
Absolutely. All right. Before we run out of time, Megan, I'll let you have the last word here. Why should, again, folks, in your view, come out and support this walk on Saturday?
We want to raise awareness, but mostly I would like for people to come out who knew Aaron, share, you know, their stories, or even people who have had brain aneurysms. I'd like to hear their story and how they're doing.
Absolutely. All right. Again, this is a Saturday, starting with 8 a.m. Registration at Lake Story, a shelter number one, $25 registration fee. I can tell you that it's also on our community events page at WGIL.com if you want to find out more information from there. Alan and Megan, thanks so much for coming in. We're terribly sorry for your loss, but we wish you the best of luck. Hopefully we can get enough money raised to get that research grant in Aaron's name this Saturday.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for coming in once again. It's 5:53. We'll check Kim Commando in sports next on Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL.